This is Ellen Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, April 6, 2024. This Key Races and Bets podcast is brought to you by AmWager.com. AmWager.com is a great legal online wagering website. AmWager.com has some great betting tools and perks and is legal for residents of most states in the U.S. and covers most tracks in North America as well as many others around the world. Check it out. AmWager.com, AmWager, AmWager.com. While you're there, if you want the printed version of this podcast, it is the Key Races and Bets blog, and it's free. Does not require a login. At AmWager.com, click on How to Bet and Ella Starr's blog. We're going to start with the Commonwealth Stakes, one of many great stakes races across the country, but mostly at Keeneland on Saturday the 6th. The Commonwealth Stakes is a Grade 3 race. Race 6, post 3:40 Eastern. The top contenders are Minnesota Ready and Bo Cruz. Other contenders are Wico and Hear My Song. Minnesota Ready ran the best race of his career last time out, February 17th, after moving to the barn of Tom Amos. And that wins here, if repeated. He stayed in a race scheduled for turf that day, but run on dirt. And that turns out to be fortuitous because he has a big shot to win this Grade 3 Stakes by repeating that effort as he draws a good outside post and picks up Tyler Gaffalione, who's only ridden 14 times for Amos in the past 2 years, but has won with 5 of those 14. The 111 Equibase speed figure in that race last time out is the second highest in the field by 1 point and much better than the rest best figures of most of the others in here, all the others except one, and it appears to be legitimate and repeatable, so Minnesota Ready gets top billing. Bo Cruz earned a 112 figure, 1 point better than Minnesota Ready and the best in the field, went third in an exceptionally high-rated race in his most recent start, also in February, the same as Minnesota Ready. That came after 7 months off, but he's been off nearly 2 months, so is unlikely to regress. Bo Cruz cuts back from two turns to one turn, which helps his late kick, and Jose Ortiz gets on. Other horses you might want to consider for exactas and maybe some other bets are Wico, who made the lead late and settled for third last time out in February on the all-weather track at Turfway Park. He won at this 7-furlong trip at Keeneland in the fall. I read Ortiz Jr. gets on, and the colt can improve second off the layoff with his best race, yielding a 105 figure. He would need to improve considerably to get to the 111-112 level of Minnesota Ready and Bo Cruz. Hear Me Song has never finished worse than second in 4 races at Keeneland, including when winning this race last year. He had finished second prior to that at Turfway, and this time entering the race, he finished 6th at Turfway, but he had an excuse in that prep as he was antsy in the gate and broke last of 8. Jockey Achard knows him well, and he might have a say in the outcome. In the Commonwealth Stakes, race 6 Keeneland, Saturday, April 6, 3:40 Eastern, I'm looking to make win bets on Minnesota Ready and Bo Cruz at 3-1 or more. I might play some exactas with Wico and Hear My Song in second and maybe turn it around, but mostly the win bets are what I want to do here. And with the likely opportunity to bet two horses to win, we should consider what's called dutching the bet, which means to prorate the wagers for the best value. There's a free dutching tool at AmWager.com. All you have to do is set the amount you want to win based on the odds. The wagers are prorated for the maximum edge. That's one of many tools and perks at AmWager.com. Want to play doubles from race 6 to race 7. In race 6 at Keeneland, we're going to play Minnesota Ready and Bo Cruz. And in race 7, we're going to play Carry You and Pounce. Moving up to Aqueduct for a race that comes between the 6 and 7 at Keeneland. This is the Wood Memorial, one of the three last big derby preps on the day. The Wood Memorial is race 10 at Aqueduct with a post of 4:07 Eastern. And the contenders to win are Tuscan Sky, Uncle Heavy, Deterministic, and Society Man. Tuscan Sky has only run twice, but what he showed in those two starts is pretty darn good. He won by 5 lengths in a sprint in his debut. Then when stretched out 2 turns, he pressed the pace and drew off. Even though it was just a 3-horse field, Tuscan Sky was running against the clock. And he ran fast enough to earn a 99 Equibase speed figure, which is the same figure Deterministic earned winning the Gotham Stakes last month, slightly higher than 95 figure Uncle Heavy earned winning the Withers in his most recent start. Considering Tuscan Sky has run just twice, there's a ton of room to improve. And of course, Todd Pletcher knows when he has a good 3-year-old on his hands, as he does here with the son of Breeders' Cup Classic winner Vino Rosso. So we also know Tuscan Sky can get this 9-furlong trip and even more. Uncle Heavy worked hard to get up by a nose in the Withers at this distance over the track after running 3 to 4 paths wide on the turn. He now has He now has won 3 of 4 and is 2 for 2 around two turns. Uncle Heavy's outside post isn't a concern given his ability to get good mid-pack position early. And as he's been rested a couple months, he's likely fresh and fit and ready to run as well as he did back in February. Deterministic and Society Man both won one-turn mile races over the track at Aqueduct with ease last month, earning 99 and 92 figures, respectively. Both are bred to get the added distance, and two turns just fine, and both can improve. Obviously, Deterministic winning the Gotham was better than Society Man winning a maiden race, but not that much better. And both show good lane energy in the efforts and can be expected to have a say in the outcome here. So my plans for the Wood Memorial, race 10 at Aqueduct, post 4:07 Eastern on Saturday, April 6th, is to look at Tuscan Sky first and consider WynnBET at 5-2 or more. I consider Uncle Heavy at 3-1 or more, Deterministic at 4-1 or more, and Society at 6-1 or more. And my plan is to bet Tuscan Sky at 5-2 or more, and then look for a little value to make a second WynnBET. So about 50% value on the fair odds. So Uncle Heavy with fair odds of 3-1, I would consider at 9-2. Deterministic with fair odds of 4-1, I consider at 6-1. And Society Man, I would consider at about 9-1, as 6-1 are fair odds. So we bet Tuscan Sky to win, and then one of the others to win as well, and use the Dutching tool and Amwager to prorate our bets. For the exacta, I want to bet a really simple four-horse exacta box of Tuscan Sky, Uncle Heavy, Deterministic, and Society Man. Moving down to Keeneland for the 7th race, another great stakes race on the card on Saturday, April 6th, post of 4:14. This is the Appalachian Stakes. The win contenders are Pounce and Cairo. Pounce fits perfectly in this one-mile turf stakes race for three-year-old fillies, having just won the nearly identical Here Comes the Bride Stakes last month in Florida. That was her second turf route win in a row, in her second turf route try, so she's 2 for 2, and Castellano was up for both wins and rides back. Pounce is still improving, having gone from 94 Equibase speed figure effort won before that to a 1-on-1 last out, which is the second best figure earned by any horse in the field, period, which gives her a pretty good shot to succeed. Cairo is the other horse with most of the probability to win. She debuted last June in Ireland, won comfortably in a field of 16 at 5 furlongs on the turf. She won the Group 3 Angelsea Stakes the following month, also in Ireland, in a field of 8 just as easily, improving to a 102 Equibase speed figure, which is the best on the field and on par with Pounce's best and much better than any of the other 10 in this field. After a poor and irrelevant tryout all weather last fall, Cairo was privately purchased and rested. It must be noted a previous trainer retained a percentage, which is interesting. She's now in the strong barn of Cherie DeVoe and has been working steadily for a three-year-old debut. She picks up Irene Ortiz Jr., which tells us a lot about her talent and ability to run back to either of her first two efforts could win this race. In the Appalachian Stakes, I'm looking for win bets on Pounce and Cairo at 2-1 or more, at 5-2 or more, and I would consider absolutely betting both if they're above those odds using the Dutching tool at Amwager. Now we're going to talk about the Shakertown Stakes, race 9 at Keeneland, a couple of races down the road. It's a really good betting race on April 6th at 5:20 Eastern. The top win contender is Mischief Magic. Other contenders are Arzak and Our Shot. And for exactas and trifectas, Panther Island, Coppola, and I Am Free. Yes, I Am Free. And there's a lot of contenders in this race in terms of exotics because it's a big field. But Mr. Magic, in this field of 12, seems to be a standout. Because of the size of the field, might be some value, not a heavy favorite. Mr. Magic has won 6 of 13, including 4 on the turf, for nearly $700,000. Most of that $700,000 came at Keeneland 18 months ago, when he won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf Sprint in the fall of 2022 in a field of 12, and was decently regarded in that big world-class field of 6-1. In the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf Sprint, Mischief Magic closed incredibly from 11th with a quarter mile to go to get to 5th in the stretch, found a path, and pushed by. Since then, he's won 2 of 7, all in Europe, the most recent, a turf sprint in Dubai in February, beating 13 other horses with a big late kick. He almost won the Group 3 Dukan Sprint 2 weeks later, a race worth $400,000, more than this race, when finishing fast but beaten a half length for the win. Tyler Gaffalione gets on. There's no question about Mischief Magic's current form, his class, or the fact that he has the biggest late kick in the field. One of the reasons he shipped back to the U.S. for the powerful Appleby Barn likely is he prefers firm turf, which he doesn't get very often in Europe. Appleby has a phenomenally high win percentage when he ships horses to North America, as he's doing here. He's won 26 of 64 He's won with 26 of 64 horses over the past 5 years, with another 20 finishing second or third. Arzak won the fall equivalent of this Shakertown Stakes, which is the Woodford Stakes, at 11-1, rallying from 5th of 7 to draw off late, beating a number of entrants in this race in the process. He's only beaten a couple lengths on 6th of 12 at the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint in California last fall and has been rested since then. Arzak could give a good account of himself back at Keeneland. Arshot was a couple of lengths behind Arzak last fall in the Woodford, and he won over the course at the distance last April, 6 months before that. Javier Castellano has been aboard for big efforts on the horse before and rides back, and Arshot should improve off a fourth place finish last month after 4 months off, so he could be there at the wire as well. Coppola, Panther Island, and Yes I Am Free finished first, second, and second in Dead Heat, respectively, in the Silks Run Stakes in Florida 4 weeks ago. All three are excellent turf spinners, but each appears just a cut below the three previously mentioned horses. I wouldn't talk you out of betting them, but I'm definitely going to use them in exotics. In the Shakertown Stakes, Race 9 at Keeneland on Saturday, April 6th, 5:20 Eastern. I'm going to bet Mischief Magic a 2-1 or more. He's potentially a low-odds overlay win bet. I might consider a smaller win bet than on Mischief Magic on either Arzak and or Arshot if 5-1 or more. For the exacta, I want to play Mischief Magic over Arzak and Arshot. Then I want to play another exacta of Mischief Magic over Arzak, Arshot, Coppola, Panther Island, and Yes, I Am Free. Don't forget, if you want the written version of this with all the same analysis, it's the Key Races and Bets blog, and it's totally free at amateur.com. Click on How to Bet and LoStars blog. If you follow me on Twitter at UberCapper, there's links to it, as well as other analysis for this weekend, including the Florida, the Bluegrass Stakes, and another race on the Keeneland card. And check out Amwager while you're there. If you're not a member, join. You'll be very happy you did. They offer a lot of good services for the bettors. They're American-owned and legal for residents of most states in the U.S. and covering most tracks in North America as many around the world. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you next week.